Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. On Monday and Tuesday of next week, Belgian pop star Stromae will be thrilling fans at Madison Square Garden. It's a special return of sorts because in 2015, Stromae became the first French language singer to headline MSG. He's been on tour in support of his first album in nearly a decade titled Multitude. Here's the lead single, Santé, which is dedicated to essential workers.
À ceux qui n'en ont pas. À ceux qui n'en ont pas, Rosa, Rosa, quand on fout le bordel, tu nettoies. Et toi, Albert, quand on trinque, tu ramasses les verres. Céline, Bataire.
In the years since Stromae's last album, the musician whose name is an inversion of the word maestro took a step away from the stage and the spotlight. During that hiatus, he got married, became a father. Professionally, he started working more behind the scenes with his music label and design company. He's released clothing lines and directed music videos for Dua Lipa and Billie Eilish. Stromae's new album explores some of the experiences he had during that hiatus and blends danceable beats with keen lyricism and distinctive characters. Stromae joined me for an All of It listening party when the album was first released in March of this year. Here's our interview.
Tu verras c'est du bonheur. Tu verras c'est de la joie.
So the album's title is Multitude, and the story goes that you wanted to call it Folklore, but Taylor Swift beat you to that.
Yes, that's true. But yeah, you know, yeah, Folklore was the first title I wanted to have to put on this album at the very beginning. And I had that in mind since like the release of my second album, Racine Carré. Unfortunately, Taylor Swift picked up the name for her album. And then I decided to change it. But you know what? Because of the different influences from all the folklores from all around the world, even the clothes, my haircut, everything was so folkloric that it was maybe too obvious to call it Folklore. So it was a good idea to call it Multitude. It was maybe a better idea.
Maybe Folklore was a little too on the nose when you thought about it.
yeah.
But obviously it's the idea of cultures and the symbolism of cultures is important to you. The folklore, the idea of it is really interesting and important to you. When you were thinking about those ideas, how were you thinking about translating them to sound and to music?
You know what? What comes to my mind like immediately, it's the music first, before the lyrics. And so I just took a lot from my vision of the world music, which is completely subjective. Mm-hmm. For example, I fell in love with the introduction of Ghost in the Shell. You know this manga from Japan. The introduction, the music introduction is. I've always thought that it was Japanese choirs, but actually it wasn't. It was completely Bulgarian choir. Huh. And it's funny, like when you dig in, you discover that it never comes from somewhere that you think it comes from, and that what I started to do for every picture of the world I had in my mind.
You have, you know, all these different instrumentations all over the mm-hmm. record, the harpsichord, a Chinese arhu, I think is how you say it, mm-hmm. Andean charango, which is kind of like a lute. There's a Middle Eastern flute.
Yeah.
Did you find the instruments first and think, oh, I'll build something around them? Or did you have the song and then that interesting instrumentation came later?
To be honest, I started to imitate myself. Like I have on my phone, I have an Eru simulator on GarageBand. So I started to play it myself. And then my brother, who's my creative director, he said to me, okay, so maybe it sounded a little bit cheap, so maybe we could do it better and call a real one, like a real Eru player. So we called Guo Gan, who played on Kung Fu Panda, the music on Kung Fu Panda with Hans Zimmer. And he was the guy, like in two takes, it was perfect. So he was the guy, and the same for the charango player from Bolivia. His name is Alfredo Coca, a ney player, which is a Persian flute. His name is Salman. And yeah, it was the same case for all the musician on the album. But yeah, at the very first, I was just imitating. And then they made it better.
What do you like about working with your brother professionally? You said he's your creative director.
Mm-hmm. When we were really young, he was the first that I called in my room just to listen to my very first productions. And I didn't know that he was my creative director, but he was the first one I wanted to have an opinion of my compositions. And he was the first who said to me, okay, that's good, that's not good, you should take this direction. And then when I start working like professionally, my lawyer told me that I was a producer, because I didn't know that I was a producer. I was just paying my studio, my video clips and everything, and I discovered that I was a producer. And then I realized that my brother was my creative director. We build up a team, because now my wife is my a creative director also. But Luke is more focused on the music side. And sometimes when we don't have objectivity anymore, I call my wife and she tell me, okay, that's not really good. That's good to hear sometimes.
That's good that you have people who will tell you the truth in your world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very important. And the fact that it's my brother and my wife, they are really sincere with me, and that's really important.
My guest is Stromae. The new album is called Multitude. So let's listen to another song, since it's a listening party. We're going to listen to Mon Amour. So it's got this beat, you could get into it, and then it might sound like it's a love song, but then the lyrics are about a bunch of affairs, just a string of women's names. When did you write this? What inspired this? Now, don't want to get you in trouble.
It's not my life, to be okay, to be clear. I don't want any troubles, but we all have this kind of friends, like this type of friend who always complains being lonely, and they never understand why, but actually they cheat on everyone they are in relationship with. I just wanted to describe this funny, at the end of the day, he's funny, because he's complaining at the end of the song, but at the very beginning, he's so happy to have a lot of different relationships. And yeah, it's a funny story.
This is Mon Amour from Stromae.
Y a d'abord une Natasha. Mais avant il y avait Nathalie, puis tout de suite après il y a eu Laura. Et ensuite il y a eu Aurélie, évidemment il y a eu Emma. Mon Emmanuel et ma Sophie, et bien sûr il y a eu Eva et Valérie. Mais mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Oui mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours. Mon amour, oui c'est promis. Oui c'était la dernière fois. Et je te promets que je t'ai tout dit. Plus rien tu ne découvriras. Plus aucune autre fille dans notre lit. Elles m'ont mis dans de beaux draps. Oui bien sûr j'ai choisi, mais pas celle-là. Mon amour, tu sais qu'il n'y a que toi et que je t'aimerai pour toujours.
Pour toujours.
That's Mon Amour from Stromae, from Multitude. So as you said, that character, that Lothario, has no relation to you. He's a character. There are other characters in your songs. There's we'll talk about one a little bit later, who's who described himself in the song as a son of a whore. Where do you find inspiration for these characters?
I don't know. It's something from my life, from what I see, from what from injustice that I see. I don't know, a lot of stuff. It's a mix. It's a bunch of a lot of myself, of discussions that I have with my wife, with my brother, with my friends. It comes. It's difficult to point like one influence. It's a bunch of a lot of things.
So we've been talking about it, and it's been in all the articles, this big hiatus that you took, this time off for mm-hmm. a number of reasons. When you really think back on it, what was the main reason?
Because I just worked too much, and I had a I think that in English you use this word burnout, and I think I had a burnout. I prefer the word in French, which is surmenage, because it's more maybe less how can I say that? Maybe more
less negative.
Less negative, yes, less negative, but it's negative. So, but maybe. Because burnout in French, it's like a big word now, because we use it in the French countries. But anyway, I just needed to have a rest, to have a personal life, because I didn't have any personal life at the time. Mm. I was so much focused on my professional life, and I needed just to get married, have a baby, and get inspired again, and tell new stories, because I think that Tour Life and Tour Bus are not really inspiring and not really interesting for the listeners. I prefer just tell stories from the normal life.
Yeah, they often, with music acts, often sometimes after they have a big hit record and they tour a lot, the next record isn't quite as great because all they've seen is a tour bus, airport, radio station interview, two bus, airport. There's no texture. There's nothing to grab onto. There's no real life to write about.
No, I agree. That's exactly why I just needed to have this. It was maybe a little bit long, 7 years, but it was, useful for me to get inspired again.
How has fatherhood changed you?
To have a more balanced life, to be honest. I forced myself to compose this album from 9 to 5, and not like in the night shift, like really hard and by suffering and everything. Mm-hmm. I forced myself to be just in a more balanced life, and my baby boy helped me to do it, and it was so good and easy. And I think I just discovered that it's possible to make good music without suffering.
When did you feel the urge to start to write again and the urge to put out new music?
I would say in 2018, mm-hmm. something like that. I remember my wife was just next to the door and she was listening to L'Enfer. I was just composing the track, and she was happy to hear me again, and she was saying like in her head, okay, he's back again. And she was really happy, and you know, sometimes when you compose stuff, you don't even know if it's good or not. You need another opinion, and it was good to have her opinion at the time. Like this time
we actually have the track L'Enfer queued up to play. Let's listen to it and we can talk about it on the other side. This is L'Enfer from Stromae from the new album Multitude.
Je suis pas tout seul à être tout seul, ça fait déjà ça de moins dans la tête. Et si je comptais combien on est? Beaucoup, tout ce à quoi j'ai déjà pensé. Dire que plein d'autres y ont déjà pensé, mais malgré tout, je me sens tout seul. Du coup, j'ai parfois eu des pensées suicidaires, j'en suis peu fier. On croit parfois que c'est la seule manière de les faire taire. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer. Ces pensées qui me font vivre un enfer.
So that is the track your wife heard you performing and said he's back. Now, what does l'enfer mean?
L'enfer mean, I think the hell, right?
Yes.
I don't know if it's a good translation, sorry. Yeah, the hell. And so, yeah, it means, yeah, this kind of, it's about mental health. And I just say in the chorus that I had some suicidal thoughts just because sometimes we think it's the solution when you, how can I translate that in English?
No hope.
When you're, as a hope, and maybe sometimes your head is the hell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was just saying the song, because sometimes it's hard to struggle with your head, simply your mind, and that's the meaning of the song.
If someone who is not familiar with your work goes and Googles you, there is an abundance of visuals and video work of your work. It's such an important part. It's such a wonderful. I don't know if it's a part of it for you, or if it's sort of parallel for you, or it's tangential. I don't know how you think about it, but it's striking, no matter what it is. And there's this one video clip, and I know the one I'm talking about. I bet is that you're on a French news program, and it begins traditional interview, and then you're asked a question, and then you start to sing that song, L'Affaire, over a track, and it becomes sort of a weird hybrid performance interview. What is the backstory? Was that planned? Is that a piece of performance art? Was it actually in an interview? What was that? It's interesting.
So of course it was planned. It was impossible, like, just to we had to prepare a little bit, and the original idea came from my brother Luke, and we were hesitating of releasing first Fils de Joie or L'Enfer, and we didn't have the time enough time just to release the Fils de Joie, because we wanted to do this big video clip that we just released 1 week ago. It was you know it's always like about brainstorming with Luc and Coralie to do like the best performance, or not just be different, just to be different. The goal is always to just to follow the meaning of the song. And Luc came up with this idea. Let's do that at the news on TF1. This is a French television. And we asked to the team, and they said, "Okay, that's a good idea. That's a great idea. Let's do it." It was a happening, and a lot of people talked about it. And we had so much support about the track, and it's always about brainstorming and try to find the best way to present the song, and it's all about the meaning of the song, and not just create a buzz or anything, you know. If it creates a buzz, that's better, but it has to follow and support the song. That's very important.
I'm always a little surprised that a news organization would agree to it, because it is there's that line. What were those conversations like about blurring the line?
There is some journalists who was like criticizing because it's not really journalism, because it's prepared. And but you know, I don't think it's like a big issue, because it's not about like, I'm not a politic, I'm not a, you know, it's not a question, I'm not just a singer. And it's like an actor, when you invite an actor, he's just acting sometimes. Mm-hmm. He's telling jokes, you know, and my job is just to sing. So maybe the best way to present it is just to sing. So yeah, but I understand, of course. But I don't think it's like a huge issue. It's just, yeah, but I understand it.
My guest is Stromae. The new album is called Multitude. We're going to go out on the track. My one semester of French is failing me now. Fils de joie?
Fils de joie, yeah.
Fils de joie? That's close. tell us a little bit about this track and what you'd love for our listeners to clue into, to listen carefully for in this song.
Fils de joie, I was inspired by a television show in France. They invited some son of and children of sex workers, and I was very touched by their speech, and so I decided to steal a sample from a teaser of The Chronicle of Bridgerton, and then I started, and I'm just in the shoes of the son of the sex worker, then the client, the pimp, and the policeman, and actually that's how the society sees the sex workers. Actually, everyone has an opinion about her, but no one really cares about what she thinks, and that's how I wanted to describe this situation. So, fils de joie, son of a prostitute.
And you sampled Bridgerton?
Yeah. But it's not the music of Bridgerton, it's the music that they used in the teaser for Bridgerton. But anyway. And I work with the Belgian National Orchestra, directed by Bruno Lothar, who is an orchestra arranger, and he did a great job on it.
The name of the album is Multitude. My guest has been Stromae. Stromae, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Alison. Thank you very much for having me.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.